in light of this particular passage, Romans 5, 15 to 21. But the free gift is not like the trespass. As I read this passage, notice how many times the word free is written. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation. But the free gift following many trespasses brought justification. For if, because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as one man's trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. For as by the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience the many will be made righteous. Now the law came in to increase the trespass, but where sin increased, grace abounded all the more, so that as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness, leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I think the Spirit of God wanted Paul to emphasize the very important truth that God's work in us for salvation is a free gift. Free gift. Free gift. Five times. Free gift. What a tremendous reminder that we need, because we're all by nature legalists. We want to work, we want to earn, we want to prove our worth, we want to show that we're worthy of being accepted by God. That's built into our fallen nature. We, in some form, are trying to establish our own goodness, our own righteousness, our own acceptability before God, and it won't work that way. And this bread and this cup speak to all of us, saying, look, it's got to be a free gift, or it's not yours at all. If you don't receive it as a free gift, you don't ever get it, because you can never come close to deserving the righteousness of Christ. It just can't happen. And you can never pay off the bad that you did, I mean, let alone become better. So it's got to be a free gift, or it's not yours. Because God gave his son. And to think that that wasn't really necessary, or you appreciate the help, is to really dishonor him. And so if you take this bread and this cup, you are saying, among other things, as we do it every week, we see different aspects of it, but among other things you are saying is that I get it. I get that it has to be a free gift, completely unearned on my part, completely undeserved on my part, completely not a reward for anything that I have done or could ever possibly do. It's a free gift. And I want to honor Christ by taking this bread and this cup that is given to me freely as a representation of what he did in freely giving me his righteousness and freely paying for my guilt, which was massive. And you've testified to that in baptism. You've said, I am identified with Christ and I've received the free gift and he's given me life. I can't do it on my own. Could never earn what he's given to me. And you identify with the church, which is the body of Christ, and you said, I'm part of what he's doing on earth. He's called a people to himself, and I'm part of that. And so we ask in this church that you in order to take the Lord's Supper, declaring your union with Christ, that you have been baptized and that you've also declared your union with the body of Christ, that is a particular church in membership and however that church defines it. So, fellow receivers of the gift of God, the free gift of God, let's be glad, let's rejoice, let's give thanks for what he has freely given to us, and let's embrace that and know that whatever you have failed in this week in thought, word, or deed, however you have proven yourself to be a sinner, and undoubtedly you have proven that. If to no one else, you should have proven it to yourself by the thoughts that swirled inside you, reactions or responses that you had to situations or things. And to realize that there is the freedom from guilt through Christ, that he paid, that we could go forward, not with the heavy burden of guilt, but with the assurance of the free gift of righteousness in him. So we're going to take a minute to just reflect upon that truth and confess our sin and believe the free gift of forgiveness that's in Christ Jesus alone. Look, there's no hope for me if that's not true. I'm done. I know that I am. I've got a catalog of stuff that if it's thrown at me on the day of judgment, I'm done. I know, no question, where I'm going. And I would guess that at least some of you would say the same thing about yourself. And if you wouldn't say it about yourself, I think there's some other people in your life that would say it about you. So let's come before the Lord and confess our sin and believe his promise of forgiveness for us.